One of the things that turned my family around is when I got saved, they knew who I was and what I did. And then my brother got saved, and my sisters got saved, and my mother got saved, and my father got saved. And not by preaching to them. It's by the way you live and you become salt and light that people will get on their knees and say, I want the same God you have. I want to worship Him. That's the only way that it can work.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. When Raul first came to Christ, his friends and family questioned his authenticity. But over time, they stopped doubting, and eventually, many of them came to Christ. For Raul's full story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com, or for a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, thanks for joining us today for our series in 1 Peter. Beginning in chapter 2, verse 11, Raul will explore the reality that when it comes to honoring the Lord with your life, there's no way to straddle the fence. You'll either choose the ways of the world, or you'll embrace the authority and guidance of God's Word. Let's listen now as Raul Reese begins.
Let's read the verses, and then we'll come back and expound on them. Let's begin at verse 11. He says, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that then they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Verse 13. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of men, notice, and for the Lord's sake, whether be kings or supreme, or governors as of those who are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Wow. He's telling you right off the bat that this is not our home. We don't live here. We're only here temporary. For a little while we are here. We're going to be gone soon. And even if the rapture doesn't happen in this generation, it happens in the next generation, it doesn't really matter because everybody in this room is going to die sooner or later. Doesn't matter. Some will die through natural causes. Some will die in accidents. Some will die of cancer. And nobody can say, I'm going to live 90 years or 100 years. Nobody has guarantee. The Bible says this, there's an appointed time and an appointed day for everyone to die, and then the judgment day comes. God already in his calendar has when you're going to die and when I'm going to die. Already. I can't do nothing about it. I don't want to be like Hezekiah, where Hezekiah was going to die. Remember, he got sick and he prayed to God and said, Lord, give me 15 more years to live. And the Lord came and healed him and said, okay, I'm giving you 15 more years to live. But if you turn the pages of the Bible, well, those 15 years that he got to live, he had another son by the name of Manasseh. And Manasseh, his son, became one of the worst kings that lived for 55 years in Israel. And you know what he did? He took all of his children and he burned them alive in the hands of Moloch. And he did all so much corruption, man, so many things. But at the end of 52 years, on his way to captivity, he repented and he came to the Lord and God forgave him. Can you believe that? That's the grace and the love of God, man. God is always willing to forgive people if there's true repentance. I don't care what you've done. But there has to be true repentance. And that's why Peter here in talking to the church, he's talking to the church. The title used here as an endearment for Christians, beloved. He's talking to believers. He calls us beloved of the Lord. I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, please look, abstain from fleshly desires of the flesh that war against what? The soul or your minds. What are you putting into your minds when you look at your computer? When you go to the movies? When you listen to music? What are you putting into your minds? It's going to affect you. I don't care who you are. That's why we renew our minds when we come to Jesus Christ, and we need to be spirit-filled every single day of our lives. In the Word of God, the reason that we do devotions in the morning and we read the Bible is because the Bible says what? The Word of God washes our minds every single day. So if you're not reading the Bible, you know, thank God you're here for Bible studies. You're getting the Word of God. But think of all the people that are not here tonight. They never come on Wednesday nights, or they never even come on Sunday mornings, and they're way out there. They never read the Bible. Think what's going into their minds. What's washing their minds? Nothing. They get tormented. They become perverts. The only thing that can clean your mind is the Word of God. Reading it, meditating upon it. And this is what Peter is trying to get across as he's talking to the church. He said, I want you to know that the church needs to understand that not only God is watching, but how we need to live our lives. Because why? The world is watching. And what is the world going to say about us, with those that you work with, those that you live in your neighborhood with, and those that you know at the shopping centers? And everybody that knows you in your family, and you call yourself a Christian, but you're not living as a sojourner and as a pilgrim, but you're just like the rest of the world. You know what they'll say? You're a hypocrite. Peter says, be careful of being a hypocrite. Because what you're going to do, hear me well, what you're going to do is you're going to make people stumble, and you're going to keep them out of the kingdom of God, and God will judge you. That's why Jesus said, if you make any one of my little children stumble, take a millstone that weighs men tons and tons and put it around your neck, and then throw it and cast yourself into the Sea of Galilee and go to the bottom. We need to be careful how we live. We are salt and light in this world. And if we are not being a good witness to my neighbors and to my friends and to my enemies and to my family, and I'm not making a difference in this world, something definitely is wrong in my life. Something is wrong. Because if you're in pornography, and you still are cussing, and using filthy language, and you're not really honest with God, and your children are watching you, what are you going to do to your children? Not only mentally you're going to affect them, but spiritually you're going to push them away from the Lord, and they're going to rebel against God, and they'll never serve God. I don't care if you take them to Sunday school. Because when you bring them here, they're hearing the truth about God, and then they're not hearing the truth of God in the home, and they're not seeing the power of God in the home. Something is wrong. It's really important to understand what Peter's saying here. We are pilgrims and sojourners in this world. And we need to stand up for salt and light. Remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17? Therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. Brand new. It doesn't mean we're perfect. There's no way. No way we're perfect. None of us. We still get angry. We still trip and fall. But the thing about it is recognizing and understanding, because we have the Holy Spirit to do what? To bring conviction to my life. Before I ever sin, the Holy Spirit warns me and warns you. And then you have to make a decision. To do it or not to do it. To disobey or to obey God. You can make up all the excuses you want, but God doesn't accept excuses. That's why Paul the Apostle in Galatians chapter 5, turn there for a second, look what he says. He gives you both sides of the road, spirit and the flesh. Paul in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, he says, I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is that what Peter's saying? Notice, abstain, which means Self-deny your flesh from lust of the flesh, which is warring against who? Against your mind. Here Paul says what? I say then, walk by the Spirit of God, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. For the flesh is lusting against the Spirit. You see, they're at war. And the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you want to do. But if you are led by the Holy Spirit, you are never under the law. Now the works of the flesh are these, they are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, which is witchcraft, and the taking of drugs. Okay? Notice what he says. Pharmakia is the word here. And what else? Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, which is wild parties, and the like, of which I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. Who's he talking to? Christians. Galatians, check this out. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, the next book. Verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us in offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not ever be named among you as is fitting what? Christians, saints. Notice, neither filthiness nor foolish talking. That is what? Dirty jokes, dirty language. Notice that. And what else? He says, and coarse jesting. That's those little dirty jokes at work. Notice that. Which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For as you know, that no fornicator, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon who? The sons of disobedience. Wow. He's very clear. Remember Paul the Apostle, the problems that he was having in the Corinthian church? In chapter 5 and 6 of 1 Corinthians, I feel sorry for Paul. Paul wasn't there. But there was a couple in the church, they were going to church, and the mother-in-law had picked up on a young guy that was a boyfriend to her now. And they were living together. And Paul writes and says, hey, how can you as Christians, hey, where is the pastor? What is the pastor doing about it? Where are the leadership of the church? They didn't do nothing about it. So Paul wrote a letter and he says, such person as her and him should not, if they do not repent in the church, then they should be kicked out of the church. Kicked out of the church. He says, and by the way, if they ask you to go to breakfast or lunch or dinner with them, he says, don't even sit with them or talk to them or be next to them. He says, you cut off fellowship with them until they repent, because why? You don't want them to go to hell. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6. Paul's very straight on what he says. And he's talking to Christians. He's not talking to non-believers. These were people in the church that were living together without marriage. People that were committing adultery. They were fornicators, homosexuals, lesbians in the church. And if you don't believe me, read Romans chapter 1, 18 to 32. Paul brings it out again. Pretty heavy stuff. So God means what he says in his word. And we need to stick to the word of God, not what other people are saying. Why? Because there's many churches today that are taking the word of God and they're softening the word of God. Why? Because they don't want to offend people. They don't want people not to come to church. They want people to come to church even by compromising. Not here. We expect you to live according to the word of God. If you expect me not to commit adultery, commit fornication, or go out and do whatever I do as a pastor, and the reason that I won't do it is because I fear God, because God will kill me. I know that for sure. I'm not messing around with God. Plus, I have a lovely wife and I have children, I have grandchildren. I wouldn't chance it. Why would I want to destroy my kids and my grandchildren? Why would I want to blow away my wife? I've been in that lifestyle before. I know what it's like. I hated it. When you come to Christ, all things become brand new. You want to live a life of holiness. You want to be able to pray and to study and to read the Bible. You want to fellowship. You want to be in the church. You want to be honest. You don't want to sit there smiling and you know that you're in sin and you're lying to people and you think you're not lying to people, then you become a hypocrite. When they find out the real truth about you, they say, man, I can't believe that person. I want nothing to do with that person. You got to be upfront with people. And that's why Peter is here. He's being upfront with us. You guys, you can't live like that anymore. You have to abstain. It means self-denial of the flesh. From all lusty desires of the flesh, notice, which are warring against what? They're warring against your mind, the soul, the mind. Remember before you came to Christ, the body ruled and the mind ruled. The spirit was dead. When you came to Christ and you repented, then you're what? The spirit now rules over your life and the mind is very active by the Spirit of God. And the body is what? The flesh is dead, according to Paul. There's no more life. We reckon the old man to be dead. That's why when we baptize people, it's a what? The picture of death and resurrection. It doesn't save you. It's a picture to the world. I've been born again of the Holy Spirit. I'm going into the water, into the grave. I'm being buried with Jesus Christ. And then I'm resurrecting in newness of life. This is who I am now. A child of the light. I am salt and light. And so Peter here is begging the church, listen, this is the way you're supposed to live. Notice we are to be different than the world. We're not like the world. We are different than the world. The world does whatever they want. They live in the darkness. They don't live in the light. They drink, they party, they fornicate. Homosexuality, lesbianism. I mean, there's so much of it among young people today. And it's important that when you come to Christ, Christ will help you. Christ will help you to become a regular person, to become a Christian. Imagine what it's like if you come to Christ, you're going to school, you're going to the university or in your neighborhood, and they know you're gay or they know you're a fornicator or a liar, and you're kind of saying, I'm a Christian now, and you're still living the lifestyle. Your best friends and your loved ones will know more than anybody else, and they'll say you're a phony, baloney person. No changes come in your life. When the change of Jesus Christ comes into our life, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. There's new speech. There's a new way of living. In the new way of thinking, in the way we live our lives completely and fully to the Lord. And that's what Peter wants us to understand fully and completely. Why? Because Satan uses the world to accuse us, to come against us. And how does he do that? By us compromising in our relationship with Jesus Christ and becoming carnal people instead of spiritual people. And Peter says, you can't do that. Look what he says in verse 12. He says, having your conduct, your manner of life, how? Honorable among who? The Gentiles. Who's that is? The non-believers. The non-believers. The people you work with, the people that are your neighbors, the people where you shop, everywhere you go, those are the Gentiles. What is Peter saying here? He's saying, look, you guys, there's an unsaved world out there. There's an unsaved world out there. And he says, like today, look at the world today. The world has made their own rules. I mean, the gays have their own rights. Lesbians have their own rights. Child molesters have their own rights when they go to court. And it's really tragic what's happened because according to, like I read to you in the Old Testament, God's law said child molesters were supposed to be put to death, not jail time. Homosexuals, lesbians, murderers, you see? And by the grace of God, I am here and you're here because God gave us an opportunity. But we're not supposed to continue to live the way we used to live in the past. You see? We can't live like that. I can't continue to go out with women and fornicate or commit adultery as a married man. I can't do that. I used to do that before I came to Christ without conviction. But when I came to Christ, I got convicted. And I have to ask my wife to forgive me, because that's not right before God. And most important, not my wife, but I offended God. And we sin against God. And that's why we need to really be careful to understand that we're not here forever. This is just a place we're cruising by. We're strangers and pilgrims. Our home is in heaven, not here. So don't get too comfortable here. Make sure you live for Jesus Christ. John says we walk in the light because we are children of light. Secondly, we walk in truth, John says. And then he says we walk in Christ. We walk in the Spirit of God. We walk in love. We walk by faith. And then we walk by good works. But on the other side, the unbeliever, he's what? He's disobedient. He's what? Ignorant of God. He's without the law of God. He's wicked. He's an idolater. He's without hope and without Christ. And listen to this. He is dead in his sins and on his way to hell. And he doesn't even know it because he's blind. And that's why Peter says here, you guys, Christians, listen to me. He says, having your conduct, your manner of life honorable among the heathens, that when they speak against you. You ever have somebody speak against you? How about your neighbors when they come and say, oh yeah, I know who they are. And they're speaking against you. And if you're really, truly living your word, listen, if you're really living for Christ, they can accuse you falsely, and your life is going to defend you when they find out that you're not doing what they say you're doing. That's what he's saying here. Your testimony is of great power. Great power. Otherwise, they'll say, that's a phony person.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. We pray today's message has encouraged you to deepen your commitment to the Lord as you make the daily choice to spend time with Him in the Word of God. Well, if you'd like to listen to today's program again, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for the latest message in Raul's 1 Peter series. To further guide you in giving up the ways of the world to live your life God's way, we'd like to offer you a resource titled Walking in the Spirit. As you meditate on how to honor the Lord in full submission to His will, this 4-CD audio series offers biblical insight into what it looks like to order every aspect of your life to center in on Christ. Contact us to purchase Ross' 4-message study titled Walking in the Spirit, and find out how genuine surrender to God's Holy Spirit will have a positive impact on everything from your finances to your personal relationships. We'll send you this series for a gift of $19 or more. To place your order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. If you'd like to order this resource by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And if you're not already, we encourage you to follow us on Instagram. As a follower, you'll be encouraged by fresh photos and video clips that celebrate God's power at work through the ministry of Somebody Loves You Radio. And be sure to mark your calendar now for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity coming up this spring. Raul and his wife Sharon are hosting an 11-day cruise retracing some of the Apostle Paul's biblical missionary journeys, and they'd love to have you join them. Together, you'll experience the Word of God in a new way, with port stops enabling you to summit Mars Hill, tour the island of Patmos, and explore Roman Colosseum. You won't want to miss this trip. The dates are April 1st through April the 11th, 2019. To find out more, just visit SomebodyLovesYou.com and click on Footsteps of Paul Cruise. And join us again on Monday as we continue with our verse-by-verse study of 1 Peter. You'll get a challenge to greater authenticity in your faith as you find out how your words and actions actually impact other people's views of the Lord. Here's Raul now with the final word.
So Peter says, having your conduct, your manner of life honorable among the heathen, that when they speak against you as evildoers, you see, they're speaking about you being an evildoer. He says, they may by your good works. What's that? By the things that you do in Christ, being obedient, living up to the standards of Christianity, what he says going to say, which they observe. Notice they're watching you. What are they going to do? They're going to glorify God in the day of visitation. Wow. They're going to give glory and honor to Jesus Christ and say, listen, don't talk about her or him like that. I know them. They are true Christians. They're not phony people. Can people say that about you tonight? One of the things that turned my family around is when I got saved, they knew who I was and what I did. And then my brother got saved, and my sisters got saved, and my mother got saved, and my father got saved. And not by preaching to them, they watched my wife and I and our children live the Christian life. That's the only way it works. It's not by preaching to people or witnessing to people. It's by the way you live and you become salt and light that people will get on their knees and say, I want the same God you have. I want to worship him. That's the only way that can work.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.